How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios, you're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, and what's going on with your Dallas Stars? We're going to chat with our friend Leah Simakopoulos of the Dallas Morning News, who does an excellent job covering the Dallas Stars and your SMU Mustangs as college football right around the corner. It is halftime as Spain leading Austria in the FIFA World Cup round of 32. Some tremendous matches throughout the day today. I think we have Croatia playing later on tonight as well as they're taking on Portugal and Cristiano Ronaldo. Switzerland and Algeria will be the late game on FS1. That'll be a 9 o'clock start here locally. Of course, we got Rangers baseball, and we'll talk with Jared Sandler coming up at 5 o'clock. Corey Seager hitting bobblehead night here at the ballpark. If you're coming out, say what's up to us at the Comerica backyard. But without further ado, let's welcome in Leah Simakopoulos. Leah, how are you and how busy and hectic have the last 72 hours been?
You know, I'm great. Less busy and hectic than I think a lot of people would have hoped. It was a little bit of a quiet first day of free agency for the Stars. But yeah, a lot of things happening hopefully soon. And it's an interesting time for them.
Yeah, I think the drama was really kind of leading into yesterday, right? We had all the Zach Werenski rumors that were swirling, and that got people exciting. And then what was going to happen with Maverick Bork. So just walk us through what kind of has gone right and wrong for the Stars here leading up to today.
Yeah, it feels like a lot more has gone wrong than gone right in terms of making this team better than it was. And there really are a lot of loose ends that just haven't been resolved. And, you know, Jim Neal spoke yesterday and said it is still only July 1st, now July 2nd. There is time. The season doesn't start till September, but you have to feel a little uneasy just because a lot of times teams are making these big moves and signings leading up to and on the first day of free agency, and the Stars still haven't figured everything out. So there were a couple kind of reports of vetoed trades leading up to the first day of free agency. Jason Robertson was supposedly going to get sent to Seattle and sign a long-term extension there, but he didn't want to do that, so he vetoed that trade. Then the Stars were allegedly in talks with the Columbus Blue Jackets for Norris Trophy winner Zach Werenski, and they would have sent Thomas Harley to Columbus in part of that return. But then Columbus pretty much decides, maybe we don't want to trade Werenski, and Werenski puts out this statement saying, I want to be here, after saying he didn't want to be here, and Stars are kind of just there looking around like, I thought that you wanted to leave. So it's a little bit of a weird situation. And then, of course, they trade Maverick Bork and Ilya Lyubushkin yesterday, make a couple other signings. They brought back Joel Kibiranta, who played for the Stars a few years ago, has been in Colorado the last couple of years, signed Artu Huru. But yeah, the Robertson one is the one everyone wants to know, and seems like they are trying to make it work still. The question is if he's going to go to arbitration and just what that process is going to look like over the next few weeks here.
Hey, Leah, the whole thing with the veto of these trades, and you know, it's fascinating to me that you would kind of feel like that, hey, the general managers work out deals and then all of a sudden the players are vetoing it. Do we not talk to the players before they're doing these deals about like, hey, listen, yeah. I want to send you here. I mean, I would talk to the player like, I have a deal potentially with, you know, would you be interested? And but all of a sudden it all gets out, and I don't know if there's any hard feelings about these things, but I kind of wonder how the veto thing works in the hockey world.
Yeah, it depends obviously on the situation for the player, and I mean, hockey, there are more players with no move clauses in hockey than any other major sports league. I think I saw some graphic that said, you know, MLB, NBA, NFL, there's like 5 players in each of those leagues that have that, and in hockey there's 250. So there's just so many players in the NHL who have that, and Jason Robertson doesn't, but a lot of these sign and trade deals are reliant on, okay, we will make this trade happen and the return for the Stars will be bigger if Jason Robertson agrees to an 8-year extension. So that's why they try to work it out this way versus you're trading an RFA who's going to be a UFA next year and you're not going to get a very good return for that. Jason Robertson can decide, I don't want to go sign with the Seattle Kraken. Mm. I don't want to sign with the St. Louis Blues. So that's kind of his authority to do that. Mm. And then, of course, players like Werenski, Roope Hintz, Tyler Seguin are some examples for the Stars, have the full no-move clauses, and they have to waive that right to be traded. In my opinion, I think if you're going to request a trade and say, I want to be traded, you should probably have to waive that clause.
Right.
Say, okay, you know,
right.
You can't just dictate where you're going to go. And I think that's going to be a big conversation over the next couple off seasons between the Players Association and the owners. And it's just gotten a little bit messy. In terms of the conversations with GMs and players, I think a lot of it is, yeah, they don't want things to leak. And the more people that are in the know, they want to maybe work out a deal and then present it to the player. But it seems like the Stars were under the impression that Werenski would have wanted to come to Dallas. I don't know if maybe Columbus didn't get all that information or exactly what fell apart there. But you would hope that when they're setting up these deals, the player involved is okay with it before it all gets out there. And that just hasn't been the case.
Leah Simakopoulos with us here in the G-Bag Nation talking Dallas Stars hockey. So now with Robo, and I mean, I don't want to ask you just straight up, hey, what's going on with these negotiations? I don't know if anybody knows. It seems like it's very fluid.
Yeah.
But what's your best estimate to what you've been hearing on where that is right now? And then also the Thomas Harley element of this, where his name was just out there. They had a deal to send him to Columbus, and now he's coming back with the team. Is the friction there kind of an overblown thing? And it's, hey, you guys are professional athletes. We're paying you a bunch of money. Get over it. Or could that cause issues mm-hmm. moving forward?
Yeah, in terms of I'll answer the Thomas Harley part first. We asked Jim Neal about that yesterday, and he kind of said that exactly of, you know, it's part of the business. Like, we were going to have conversations with Thomas. He kind of understands, like, he doesn't have a no-move clause. He knows that he can be traded. Like, that's just part of the business. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some hard feelings there a little bit, but he didn't get traded. So, I also think it's one thing if you're getting traded for picks, or you're getting traded to clear cap room or for future considerations versus getting traded for the Norris Trophy winner. Like, when they traded Logan Stankoven for Mikko Rantanen, I'd spoken with, like, Logan's dad about this after, and he said, you know, it's a little bit of a compliment to go get traded as a package for part of a package for Mikko Rantanen. That means that, you know, another team thinks that you're valuable enough, obviously, and Carolina really wanted him. So I think you would hope that Thomas Harley can kind of see that. But yeah, the dynamics of the locker room are going to be interesting after all of this. And I'm curious to see how, you know, other players respond to this whole Jason Robertson situation. And I can't tell you one way or another whether he's going to sign or not. I wish I knew at this point, but my feeling of it is the trade of Maverick Bork. I don't think that you make that trade unless you think that Jason Robertson is coming back, because to lose Maverick Bork, to lose Jason Robertson, is just way too much to lose in an offseason to not really bring in anything else. So unless they're going to go trade Jason Robertson for someone of his caliber, I think that the effort is still to sign him and to try to clear a little more room. I mean, Maverick Bork, I don't think he has his deal yet in Nashville, but he's probably going to make, you know, $3-5 mm-hmm. $6 million a year. The Stars could not have afforded him at that price and also signed Jason Robertson. So I saw that move as, okay, this is, and also trading Ilya Lyubushkin, who made $3.25 million. Those are all kind of cap clearing moves and to keep that window open if they do want to sign Robertson.
So Kivi Ranta signs with the Stars last night, 1 year, $1 million. Do you think that opens the door to trade Radek Foxa?
I think that's been a discussion. That's one that I think is hard because they traded Radek Foxa to St. Louis for a year for future considerations. They bring him back on a 2-year deal, a much more team-friendly deal, but he's still making $2 million a year, which is probably more than you'd like to be paying him. I think that he's one of the names that I thought they might trade this offseason. And yeah, you bring Kivi Ranta in on half as much. Maybe that's something they look to do if they need to do it. And they re-signed Arttu Huru, who I think plays a pretty similar role as Foxa, probably has a little more offensive ability as well. So for personal reasons of just, you know, having that relationship with the player, it's probably tough just to trade him twice. for cap reasons, but I think that that's just the business, and the Stars are in a really tough spot with the cap, and they don't really have a whole lot of options. So I think, you know, that might be one they look to do over the next few weeks.
Were you surprised that they, you know, they bring in Kivi Ranta, but instead of maybe going for more of a scorer like Zuccarello or bringing back Michael Bunting?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to afford Michael Bunting. I didn't think that he'd be able to resign. I think he's still pretty close to his prime, and I think he made $4.5 million, and they were only able to do that just because of the Sagan money left over when he was put on LTIR. But yeah, the Zuccarello deal, we were all sitting in the room yesterday just watching NHL Network. We sit up in the Stars facility, and we saw that one come through, and he signed for $1 million, and he's a top line left winger. I mean, that's exactly what the Stars need. So I don't know if they've just been caught up a little too much in these conversations with Robertson and that one slipped through, or he had no interest in coming to Dallas. But yeah, depth scoring used to be a strength of theirs and is becoming a little more of a problem. And they've got three really good lines of third and fourth liners, but the top six is a little shaky right now. And the winger position is kind of a problem, especially if they can't figure out Robertson. So, yeah, that feels like a bit of a missed opportunity. But I think that, you know, they liked Kivi Ranta, and he did score 16 goals last year in Colorado when he was healthy. So maybe they think he can do that here.
Leo, when you reflect back, and we had a lot of Stars fans texting in, like, well, they're in this position because of the Rantanen trade. And they had, you know, Logan Stankoven and Wyatt Johnston and Maverick Bourque and this young up-and-coming group that they felt great about. Now you're left with just Wyatt Johnston. As you kind of reflect back at the Stars' moves over the last few years, do you think that they've done everything in their power possible and in the right way to improve this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've seen a lot of people questioning that similarly, and you have all these young talent, but the way I always kind of looked at it, and I wrote about this today, it's just, you know, all of these young Stars were making like $800,000 a year, and Wyatt Johnston last season made like $890,000 a year and scored 30 goals. Like, you were eventually going to have to pay him, and I think that they knew that time was going to come. They knew it was going to be very difficult. And sure, you know, maybe they could have fit the pieces in if they didn't bring in a Rantanen, but I think they also thought that they were going to win in that window when all of those players were young, and the window was very much open. It feels like the window's kind of on the closing end at this point, but if you think to last season or the season before when they made those runs to the Western Conference Finals, they were a little more concerned with how do we get this team to win. And I think that Mikko Rantanen and that trade, people can say all they want, and Logan Stankoven goes and wins the Stanley Cup, but I think 10 out of 10 times you make that trade, and that was a good decision. People maybe feel a certain way about it now because Mikko didn't play so great in the playoffs, but he also had a torn MCL, so I think, you know, we see what he can do next season. So, yeah, I'm sure they look back, and maybe there's some things they would have done differently. You know, the Tomitarli deal, he's going to make like $11 million next year. He makes more than Miro, and right now that doesn't look so great because he didn't have such a great season, but what if he plays like he played 2 years ago when he earned that deal? So I think that, you know, hindsight's 20/20. They did what they could. But I think this offseason, I'm just curious of, okay, when this team arrives for training camp, is it going to just basically be the same group with maybe some different depth forwards plugged into some different spots? Or what can they do to actually get better? Because, you know, I saw someone on Twitter say insanity is, you know, whatever that quote is, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And I think they just can't get into that position. They have to make some sort of significant change.
Well, and you lose Petrovic. Alexander Petrovic goes back to Florida, and so he's gone. So what do you think about the blue line right now? Clearly they were trying to improve that with the Werenski trade. Can they even afford anybody else that's a free agent right now?
No, and I mean, they have seven defensemen. They have, I guess, Capo Bianco could technically go down to Cedar Park, but unless they're not going to sign Robertson, that's the only way that I can see them affording, you know, anyone. The Werenski trade would have been great because they actually would have saved money on that deal. He makes $1 million less than Thomas Hartley does.
Wow.
So, but, you know, they still are kind of in the same cycle of, it's the right side of the blue line is where they've had issues all these years. Werenski's also a lefty, so then you've got Werenski and Miro and Essa, and what's that dynamic like? Of not saying that deal wouldn't have been good for them. I think that would have been great for them if it worked out, but I expect In my view, I think it's the forwards. It's Jason Robertson. That's really the focus for them now. And maybe if it gets to a point where that just completely falls apart, they look at trying to bring in someone. But I don't really even know who's out there that they would even want to go trade for it or sign at this point.
Last thing for you, Lee. Are you getting the vibe that Jamie Benn will be returning?
It seems like it. It seems like they're having conversations. I would expect Jamie Benn is going to take the league minimum and come back for a 1 year on a league minimum salary with however much in bonuses, kind of similar to what he did last year. And you know, next season the cap goes up. All of those bonuses would go on the cap next season. Tyler Seguin also comes off the books next year, and he makes like $10 million. So they'd be able to afford it a little better at that point. But yeah, it seems like I always thought this offseason it was going to be Jamie's decision. If he wanted to come back, they would bring him back. But I also wonder how much, you know, he looks at the team and does he think this team can win a Stanley Cup next season? And if not, does he decide that this is it? So, but, you know, I would expect that he'll be back.
Leah Simakopoulos, our friend from the Dallas Morning News. Make sure you're checking out all of her work. Leah, you're the best. You're always fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. There she goes, Leah Simakopoulos with us here in the G-Bag Nation. We're doing a little sports hodgepodge next.
Yes, Walchuk, we are under 48 hours to the return of the greatest hype man in all of sports next.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's in the nation. Okay, we got the Rangers lineup here live from Globe Life Field. It is the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We have Krusty's Corner coming up here in a few minutes, but it's time for your sports hodgepodge segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, please call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now it is time for this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone
listening?
Well,
it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Okay, before Walchuk gives you the lineup, I do want to tee up a question to the Tolos here. What is your must-have item at your 4th of July extravaganza party?
Glizzies.
Okay, as we get set for America's 250th birthday. Walchuk, give me the goods on the Rangers lineup today. What are we looking at? Who are we looking at on,
well,
Corey Seager bobblehead night?
Yeah, I'm fired up because Cam Colley, our guy, is starting in center field. But Justin Foss leading off. It's the lefty lineup because you got Framber Valdez getting the start for Detroit. Foss playing second. He's leading off. Josh Jung batting second, playing third. Ezekiel Duran in right field. Jake Berger, your cleanup batter, playing first base. Higashioka catching for Evo. Cam Colley then in center. Elias Diaz is DHing tonight after he hit a home run, his first as a Texas Ranger, to end the series there against Cleveland. Alejandro Osuna in left, and then Nicky Lopez playing short will round out your Rangers lineup.
I love Nicky Lopez, dude. If I had to buy a Rangers jersey right now, might be Lopez.
Nicky Lopez?
I think it would be Colley one.
Well, you just take, because I you think take Lopez, I'll take Colley, then we got our guys covered.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm kicking myself that we didn't ask him about the jersey number, the 27.
Because
they threw him with 91
right.
In spring training, and he lit it up.
He did.
But he knew that was not the number that he wanted,
yeah.
And I'm kicking myself not to get the deets on.
We'll get him back soon.
27. Yeah, we will. He's got a long career. Long, star-studded career ahead of him for Mr. Cam Colley. 877-881-1053, your number one must-have item at your July 4th extravaganza. I like this in the 469. Just give me a swimming pool, baby. Got to have that
okay.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, the swimming pool is ideal. We're going to be going over to my father-in-law's, and he's got the pool, so he knows he's kind of hosting these, like, Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July. But to me, it's like I got to have a glizzy. I got to get a hot dog of some sort or a broad, just some type of meat. You know, just, yeah, that's America.
Meat inside of a bun, preferably vertical and not the horizontal burger style.
And if you want to go tacos, fajitas, quesadillas, you know,
can really run the
Tex-Mex, I'm totally down for that. But after watching, and I watch it every year, Nathan's Famous, the hot dog eating contest, you know you're just craving it. I mean, I thought about doing, actually, this year, we do, like, a glizzy off. Where we are
a
now,
glizzy off.
Yeah, we're now putting together
is
all the various glizzies. You know, the Seattle dog, the Chicago dog. You know, you've got your chili cheese dog. You've got your classic American dog. Your Mexican hot dog, which we're doing wrapped in bacon with some refried beans. Like, it's there's a word for this that I can't think of right now that really brings it all together.
It's a glizzy off,
but I prefer glizzy off, and I love a good glizzy.
I'm here for that. Okay, speaking of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, this is something that's very, very exciting. We have Joey Jaws back in his natural habitat of just housing Nathan's Hot Dogs at a historical rate. But I believe the star of the show every year is the Master of Ceremonies for
Hype
the hot
dude.
Dog eating
Hype
contest.
He's the owner of Major League Competitive Eating.
George Shea.
Is
all
well-dressed, too.
He's well-dressed. He always meets the moment. This is just a couple of years ago, just to give you a taste of George Shea and what we have in store for us here on July 4th with Joey Jaws. Listen to this all-time intro.
There will be a day that is the end. The collapse of time and all that stood within it. A day of nothing, of no one, of nowhere. But that day is not today. Today we burn bright. Today we blind the earth with our desire. And while it is still ours, we will bend history to witness this moment, to witness this man.
He's just brilliant. Here he comes, baby, with the mustard belt.
The humble consequence of carbon. The fleeting spray of life turned diamond by the sun. Yes. Forever suspended in that instant. Indifferent to the gods. For he does not envy their power. He will not plead their pardon. He will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion. And if we must compete for our place within existence, we submit as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free.
Yes!
America. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
That'll get you going, baby.
Has there ever been a better intro? Has there ever been a better hype man? The answer is no.
No.
And
no.
How can you not be romantic about Joey Jaws in his natural habitat?
Man,
that is absolutely freaking 10 out of 10. I look forward to it. My kids actually look forward to it now. I had them sit down and enjoy it last year. They were pretty fired up about it.
Hell yes. You're raising them right. Last year,
No. What do you promise them? Hey, afterwards, girls, this is what we're going to do.
Oh, they dig it. They dig the competition.
There's no way.
They respect it. They love it. I keep telling them about, hey, this is the guy, and then you let them know a couple of the competitors that are going to act like they're really competing against Joey Jaws.
Badlands,
you can see
Booker.
Like the first 10 dogs, they're kind of on pace, and then next thing you know, Jaws is at 24, and they're still at 14, and it's just like boom, 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 and he plays with a big lead.
Are they trying to have their own hot dog eating contest?
Maybe one day we'll have the Chia Follow hot dog eating contest.
I sense maybe a trip to the ice cream store.
I do.
Well, I think that's a win still for everybody.
It's a win across the board.
Right.
They loved it. I love it. And I look forward to it on Saturday. Lucius, your number one must-have item at your 4th of July party.
Reposado tequila. Premium, please. No cheap stuff. I'll wash it down with a nice, cool grilled burger.
I love it.
You
man.
Are a burger guy.
Everything off the grill. Yeah, I think
you got to be on the grill, bro.
Having a great grill master,
yeah.
I think, at your party is hugely important. Often you're going to his place. Like, it's a home game for him.
And you know he's good at what he does when he asks you, how do you want it?
Yeah. When he starts getting specifics on it.
I just need to know the temperature.
Pulls out the thermal pin.
Yeah,
I got you.
Oh, man, my gosh. Fantastic.
And it is. It's the Glizzy Flight. Thank you to the 817.
Oh, a flight of
it's
Glizzies.
It's a flight of Glizzies. Okay. That was my idea.
Just
here.
Of all the different varieties.
We're just freaking going to town.
I do like that idea.
That's on your spicy links.
Yeah, the hot links.
Yeah, that's on your spicy
Earl
link
Campbell.
Right
like
there.
Like Earl Campbell's.
Your chili pepper link.
Yeah.
Mm. You got to have some of that, man. You got to have some of that.
I like a little caliente.
Yeah. We got the lawn games coming in here in the 817, having some fun. Yeah, I don't know. Is it the cornholes and things like that?
Oh, sure.
Having that going down is always important.
Zach and Frisco brats and brisket.
100%.
214 back-to-back tequila and big booty Latinas.
Right.
Wow, okay, yeah.
It comes from our guy Lucius, sir, I believe. That's
here
right.
we go.
That's a beautiful thing. Good music, ice cold beer, and, of course, good friends and family. I like this.
How about some shade?
Yeah, that's
AC.
Important.
How about shade?
That's important.
Yeah. If you're going to be outside.
Well, having the pool.
Yeah,
right? I'll take pool over shade,
but
ideally you have both.
But you could have both. You could have the pool and have an area to sit to watch everybody. You could be in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in
pasty.
I'll tell you what, though, out there in the pool, though, if you could play some water volleyball.
Ooh,
now, I'll
call.
Do that all day.
Good call. Will you?
I will play water volleyball all day.
Do you have your T-shirt on when you're playing?
Yeah, I have to because I've got skin problems.
It's the skin problems.
Yeah. It is.
It's the sunspots.
Yeah.
I do want to shout out the stat of the month for your Texas Rangers. The leader in strikeouts in June.
Mm-hmm. What, like pitching strikeouts or they're striking out?
No. Pitcher.
Okay.
Jacob DeGrom.
How about that?
Led the league in punchouts.
There we go.
In the month of June. And, of course, Jacob Lass.
He also gave up the most home runs in the first inning of any pitcher in the month.
Yeah, it's a different stat category.
Why do you think that happens?
I don't know.
I mean, not so much. Why the rough start to start the game?
I don't know.
It's weird, especially for a veteran guy like that.
Yeah. Do you not know or you not care to know?
No, I care to know. I would love to. I mean, I think if they knew, they would have fixed it by now.
Yeah.
I don't know that they know. I just think you get a solid lefty hitter up there, and all of a sudden, it could be problems.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, you see one of them, and then he's able to settle, and respect to him for that. But I don't know that they know the answer to it. Was there a silver lining last night after the red card for Team USA?
No, I'd like to say no, there isn't one, because I want to have our best striker. And, yes, I said best striker. Playing against Belgium, but if this is pizza related, then maybe.
Yeah, Domino's. I had this a couple of weeks ago before the tournament started, but Domino's.
You told me how much you hated Domino's.
No, it's
that's Burger King.
It's Burger King.
You don't even hate these things.
Well, schmopper schmons.
You would eat it.
He doesn't hate food. He acts like he hates food, but he doesn't hate food.
If I were to put a Burger King Whopper and some Domino's and Papa John's and Culver's,
if you wrapped up, if you wrapped up a Whopper with cheese and just a
devour power it.
Yeah, but as soon as I finish eating it, I would look you dead in the eye and I'd say, "Well, Chuck, I've had better."
That's
and then you'd have to go home.
Could you tell the difference if someone wrapped up a Whopper with cheese in just a neutral paper? Area paper bag,
neutral paper area.
Could you?
I would freaking know. Okay, 100%. You put a Whataburger,
McDouble
or
no
something,
way.
And then Burger King.
No way.
You.
No way.
Because we blindfold you.
As fast as you eat, there is no way you could identify that.
My taste buds have adapted to the speed.
No way.
Okay, and so now they can actually, they can formulate an opinion.
Why do you lie to people
on the
like
taste?
They've adapted to the speed.
You don't know my taste buds, bro.
I've seen.
You don't know my taste buds.
I've seen you eat enough to understand where you're at.
I've got speed buds.
Well, you had Domino's saying that that if any American player got red carded in the World Cup, they would give away $1 million worth of emergency pizzas. And so it was over 60,000. The problem here is they're all medium pizzas. Like, if you're doing this, let's go large with it.
Pizzas.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah. But yeah, 60,000 free pizzas were dealt out last night. That's a little bit of a silver lining.
How quickly did you have to call in? Did you have to call in immediately after?
You had to be
after they went the VAR. They did that. And then, get the phone.
No, it wasn't a race against time. From that standpoint, I think you had to
there was a time limit on it.
You had to click on this and register before the tournament started.
You had to be in the queue.
You had to get ahead of it a little bit. Right. Okay, there's your hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation, live from the Comerica backyard at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Tigers. Jared Sandler joins us at 5 o'clock. Coming up next, Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, let's buy Peyton and McKenzie a wedding gift. We'll do that next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We will do a little football fix for you coming up at the top of the hour. We'll have Jared Sandler at 5 o'clock as we're live from the Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field. Rangers setting to getting ready to open up a homestand with the Detroit Tigers. And is Corey Seager hitting bobblehead night? My gosh, thank you for that glare there, Brian. That really made me feel good.
Uh-huh.
Presented by Globe Life. The first 10,000 fans are going to get that. And it is bingo night here. So from 5:30 to 7 right here at the Comerica backyard. Bingo free to play with a game ticket. So you can possibly win, get some autographs and some cool giveaways.
Bingo?
Bingo. Bingo.
Here we go.
All right. It is time for Krusty's Corner. Without further ado, here you go. It's King of the Krusty's.
Hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty is going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Robbins.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate the little lead-in, Lucius. That was kind of cool. I got a little tagline there at the end. That was kind of nice. We've got training camp coming up here. I keep talking about it. About a month. Be out there in Oxnard. Be out there early. I'll be out there early.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like 3 weeks.
Yeah, what am I, America's Guest? Is that what I'm
with? Yeah, you're our show's favorite guest.
So I'll be out there doing that. I'll be out there with the KNC boys. And then you guys join the party after that. So really, really excited about that. Had a Love of the Star go off this morning. Eric and I got into some discussion.
Yeah.
So make sure you check that out, please, on all your Odyssey podcasts.
Please do.
We'd appreciate that very much. All right. I know we're probably tuning in for football talk or some college or whatever.
Yeah, what's going on? Tell me about the Cowboys fourth string center.
Yeah, we'll do that. We can do that. We very well can do that kind of content. It was alerted to me yesterday that I got called out for a lack of a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm. Well, all three of us did.
Well, okay. I didn't want to include you guys because you guys did buy tickets. I saw you buy tickets for the 50-50 raffle.
Yeah.
For Peyton and McKenzie's for their honeymoon.
Yeah, and I got the Venmo receipt to prove it.
Right, the Venmo went straight to McKenzie. But I guess that wasn't really a wedding gift.
Wasn't enough, dude.
According to
wasn't
RJ enough. And Peyton.
It only counts if you spend at least $100, I guess.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do today, okay? Because I feel bad, and I told Peyton this morning, I'm usually the guy that I'm an after the wedding. Like, you figure out what you didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to buy you something, and they register for it. And listen, I've been a part of this twice.
Yeah.
Where you register, but you really didn't register for it, It's like, oh, well, hey, I need this, or we could use. And I'm like, so we've gotten things before, and it doesn't work. Why do we have this?
Yeah, you don't need it.
Why do we have this? Who got this? Oh, your Uncle Bill got it. Okay. But you don't use things, so I'm kind of like an after-the-fact guy. Like, once you get married and once the dust settles a little bit, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Peyton and McKenzie's page, and I got some ideas. So I want you guys, if you could, Lucius, if you could, help me as well. there's some things here, and I'm not going to go cheap. I'm not going to go cheap on. I'm not. You know, there's a couple of like $20 items, and I'm not going to do that
because that's what I would have done.
Yeah,
they would have got a $20 item off the registry from me, but instead I dropped a 50 spot on their honeymoon.
Oh, no, you did good. I think you guys did good.
Well, thank you because I am the Jewish guilt is I am riddled with it now.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I should go on here and buy something else.
You're wearing it.
I'll cover for us. Okay. All right, here we go.
Screw you, Peyton.
Here we go. All right, now he's got some things. Are they outdoorsy? They're kind of an outdoorsy, let's do yard work kind of a family now.
Yeah, I think Peyton likes to plant some flowers.
They got the Scotts Turf Builder EdgeGuard DLX Broadcast Spreader. That's like a.
Well, he is known to be a spreader.
To spread the seeds and fertilizer and stuff like that.
He likes to fertilize and spread his seed.
He does.
Okay, that's something they've got going here. They've got another thing here, too, How about this? The Little Green Max Pet Carpet Cleaner.
Ooh. So it's like Little Green Max their pet?
No, Little Green Max is the name it's a Bisnell.
Okay.
Is what it
is. It's a carpet cleaner, so you're just assuming your pet's going to have an accident.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they do have dogs.
So they have dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of where we're at now.
All right.
So you think they could actually use this thing?
I think
right?
so. I think the carpet cleaner would probably be clutch.
Yeah, okay. Do you not potty train your pets? I mean, Peyton.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering
that. The program. Unless that's the thing about a pet, though, and that's part of the reason why I'm kind of like not really trying to get in the mix on that, is because you could go 300 days, no problem. All of a sudden, middle of the night, got sick, caught a bug.
Just one little tummy ache.
Now the entire living room
is a
disaster.
We have a vote for the pet cleaner, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's bad.
Okay. How about this one? They want a slim step trash can with a liner rim.
Oh, okay. Now
that liner rim is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's all about the liner, and I don't think you can have enough trash cans.
Okay, this is a high end looking trash can, by the way.
Ooh, fancy!
I give this some credit for this.
Is it one of those where you like hover over
here,
it and it just
opens? I'm
showing
a picture right there.
Is it a good size?
You got to foot that thing.
Foot punch.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Foot punch.
Foot punch. So, kind of thinking like, okay, the trash can. All right, it's still a high end trash can, is what they're talking about. How about this one? They got the Lasco XL air conditioner. This thing is 48 inches. It's like a 12-speed tower.
Like a fan?
So it's going to the window?
No, it's like this thing right here. I know this is terrible rail.
It's vertical.
So it's like the stick fan.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got two of these things.
Dude.
All right. And let me tell you, when you're sitting in the chair kind of watching, you know, and the air conditioner, you can feel it going. But you want a little more.
That's the cherry on top.
This thing works really, really, really well. And I was thinking, okay, summertime.
That's clutch right there.
I'm thinking like practical gift. You're sitting there watching Netflix or whatever you're doing. And you got that thing, 12-speed thing blowing on you like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about
12 speeds, man.
12 speed. All right, how about this one? They want the Blackstone Griddle Essential. It's a 3-piece smash burger kit.
Yeah, that kind of seems like this is a broadest gift right here.
That's a win right there. I respect him for putting that on there.
Yeah.
I guess he's got the Blackstone, right? So he just wants accessories.
Yeah, he wants to. It's definitely for smash burgers. Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's like when you're doing the smash, and that seems the most popular thing nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's totally into the smash burger.
Yeah,
trendy.
So,
taking
over. Yeah, but. I'm kind of saying, okay, that's something I'm leaning towards as well.
That's a Peyton gift right
there.
Yeah.
They're looking also for a Cuisinart. I think I said it right. Cuisinart? Cuisinart?
Cuisinart?
Cuisinart. It's the company. Cuisinart.
Cuisinart?
Yeah, it's the company that builds, like, pots and pans and stuff like that.
Hey, I'm going to trust your pronunciation on that. I haven't bought a pot in my life.
But they got a Cuisinart? Okay. But anyway, 13-piece wood handle grill set.
So, that sounds fancy.
Yeah, it is.
That'll get the job done.
It's fancy. Very, very fancy.
I feel like McKenzie would like that. Maybe Peyton a little bit, too, when he's boiling his hot dog water.
Is Peyton acting like he's some grill master, though? Every time I hear him talk, it's hungry man. It's, I'm having macaroni and cheese out of the Kraft box.
Hot dogs in the air fryer.
Well, he's married now. You can't do that anymore if you're married, right?
You gotta up your game a little bit.
Yeah, you can't have like Swanson TV dinner stuff.
No.
You got to cook, right?
I don't know, man. She fell in love with Peyton when he had Hungry Man Salisbury steak sauce running off his chin.
All right, and the final thing here is the True.
Be yourself, Pepe.
They also like a True and Tidy 1,200 watt power steam press.
Oh, that's never going to get used.
That's freaking cool.
See, now that's the gift you get. That's the gift you get, and that goes in the closet.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's a dust collector.
It's maybe a once a year thing. You break it out.
But it's for like curtains and stuff like that.
Oh, it's for not even for your like nice clothes?
No. This is for like, it's for like curtains and steam.
I'm not steaming my curtains.
No, I'm not steaming my curtains either.
Yeah, well, that, you never know.
I mean, you never know on a Sunday.
Okay.
Steaming curtain
night. So of all the things.
Family steaming curtain night, kids.
Of all the
gather
things
around
that we went through.
For the fun.
All the things that we went through. You know, the pet vacuum. That was something we were considering. The pet vacuum, that's the little green Max Pet carpet. We were also considering the Slim Step trash can. We're also considering the Lasco Extra Air 48-inch 12-speed smart tower fan.
Mm-hmm. You're a fan of that.
Yeah, I do like that one a lot. And then I brought up the Smashburger kit and then the 13-piece wooden handle grill set tool set.
Is that the Queasy?
Yeah, Cuisinart
is what the text is saying.
Cuisinart. All right, my bad. My apologies. Thank you for the help. And then we got the True and Tidy. We're not getting that steamer thing, right?
No, punt on the steamer. That's the one out of these.
I think the 469 makes a good point. Like the trash can, you're going to get the most miles out of that.
Right.
Yeah. Like that is going to be daily use.
Right.
I'll get him the pet carpet cleaner.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. Put my name on it.
I'll say, screw you, Peyton. Here, goodbye.
Well, I was thinking about...
From Walchuk and Chiafalo.
That's fine. We'll both double it.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think about... Just
dirty
give
jerk.
Give me the vote. What do you think? What is the text saying, and what are we saying?
You get them the trash can, which could be used daily. The trash can seems like a leader right now.
Yeah, because he's got to throw away the Hungry Man boxes after he eats them.
The tower fan did get a vote.
See,
so 877-881-1053, go ahead and let us know which one.
I think the tower fan, this time of year, having that in the living room.
That sounds pretty cool.
I mean, I've got two of them.
He runs hot. You know, Peyton,
and they
Peyton
work well.
Runs hot.
Yeah. They work great.
Okay.
You wouldn't know it, by the way, his nips cut glass 24-7, but no. He runs hot.
He does.
All right.
He's the only I've ever met that's hot.
But that's what I'm looking at.
He's a sweaty glass cutter.
I think I'm going to break it down then. If Wolchuk, are you talking about really getting the little green Max pet thing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll check it out.
Check it out.
Send me the link to that, please.
I will. Okay, so I got the trash can I'm looking at, and then the air tower thing I think I'm looking
okay.
at, too.
Okay, I like
those
that. Let us know.
I'll let you know what I pick.
Essentials.
But I'm trying to get things that they could absolutely use. Not something that's going to sit in the closet and not be used.
Well, hey, I think people actually enjoyed that. That was fun. 682, we got your back. Don't worry. We're going to talk about some sports. I'm sorry you don't like Peyton. I don't know if I like him either right now. He was kind of a jerk to us, and I don't appreciate it. How dare you, Pepe? How freaking dare you? Let's go football fixing, shall we?
I'm down.
Fellas, there is a trade that is being proposed. Are you buying it? And how would this impact the rest of the NFC? We'll talk about that next in The Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.